Floods and mudslides hit Honduras, a ministry responds. An organization weaves a diverse heritage into spiritual teaching in Jamaica. And Cambodians learn how to build up the church environmentally. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Honduras is under a state of emergency due to unusually heavy rains that caused widespread flooding and mudslides. Over 270,000 people have been displaced in a region barely recovered from Hurricane Mitch. International Aid's Miles Fish says 10 years ago they were there responding to the needs. Friends made then have asked for help one more time.
We've got people on the ground there now who are helping us become more specific in what the needs are. But our first attempts will be with healthcare supplies, some food. We're sending our water filters down because we've heard that many of the water systems have been broken.
Fish says joint efforts are making it possible for the gospel to reach further.
It's really our hope that whatever support and relief we provide to people will be provided in the name of Christ and literally at the hand of members of a local Christian church. If you're on the ground there and you're a recipient, you can't help but know that what's being done by International Aid through the local church is being done in the name of Christ.
Next, while the International Evangelical Missions Forum didn't provide a lot of answers to the church crisis in the former Soviet Union, it did provide a unique inside look at where the national church sees itself. Steve Wooden is with Send International, who's been challenging Ukrainian Christians to think of the mission field beyond their borders.
Even as much as 2 years ago, We didn't sense that this was happening anywhere. Today, I heard from almost everybody here that they understand their call to missions is not just local but global, and that is powerful. I think we've got partners that we can begin to work with to truly motivate this place to become a missions force and not a missions field.
In light of the forum, he says Send International is going to be proactive.
We'll take the initiative and take concrete steps to say, okay, you said you're interested in sending missionaries. How can we partner with you to get that done? We believe that it, not only Ukraine can be used in Eastern Europe and Central Asia and Russia, but we believe that Ukraine has an opportunity to kind of go back to Jerusalem through the Mideast.
Next, International Bible Society Send the Light has created a monthly Bible reader to reach children with the gospel. Director LaRue Anderson.
The three things that we have set forth to see out of the reader program is to really help children develop a lifelong love and desire for being in the Word. And then secondly, to really help the child develop an understanding of the Word, and even more importantly, how it applies to their own lives. And then thirdly, to really strengthen the spiritual development and the formation of the child.
Each child receives 48 issues of the publication in their own language. The reader is geared toward ages 7 to 11, but caters to others as well.
Children are not only the end recipients of this, but they're life changers. You can really change a child's life, and they can be very influential in their church and family and their sphere of influence as well.
To learn more about how you can help with this program, visit our website. Next, the Association of Baptist World Evangelism is training Jamaican pastors so they can stand against the delusions created by historical influence. Jamaica's African slave history influences much of the culture, but it also undermines its Christianity. Elements of Spiritism are entwined with Christian beliefs, weakening the clarity of the gospel. ABWE personnel trains pastors and helps them strengthen congregations. Pray for believers in Jamaica. And the Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee workers recently held an environmental awareness seminar in Cambodia. There are large amounts of garbage, excrement, and chemicals littering most surfaces in Cambodia, including most church grounds. The program hosted 32 people, teaching them how to take care of their environment and the importance of turning churches into welcoming environments. Participants are now excited to make changes. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.